Well, let me be clear to start off with. There's never any justification for violence, so I'm not condoning violence. But we need to be very clear about this. Today in Belfast, what we've seen was peaceful protesters walking back from a totally peaceful protest at Belfast City Hall. It was women and it was children. They come under a sustained and violent attack from nationalists in Short Strand. And the PSNI, instead of going to Short Strand and dealing with the antagonists, they come in very heavy-handed and beat a number of women, children and young people on the streets. Now, this has been reported in Sky News and various media outlets. The violence was not started today by the loyalists. That gives no justification for what happened later on.
So,
but you have to understand the anger, Stephen.
And obviously, the PSNI would deny that. They've given us a statement. They say they're continuing to deal with ongoing public disorder this afternoon. They say they've come under sustained attack from crowds of more than 100 people. Fireworks thrown at them, bricks, other masonry, and they've had to deploy water cannon as well. So you condemn the gunman who shot at the police officer?
Well, Stephen, I don't think anybody is going to come out and encourage anybody to be taking up guns and shooting at anybody. What we want to see is a peaceful society. We want a genuine peace here. So as I said, the moment that I come on, I'm not going to condone violence.
Sure, but the words are very important at the moment, and you claim to represent the people.
Stephen, hold on a minute. I'm not going to come on here and you're not going to put words in my mouth. You're putting words in my mouth.
Do you condemn the gunman who shot at the police officer? Do you condemn him? It is a yes or a no, Mr. Bryson.
Stephen, you will not be putting words in my mouth. The first thing I said was there is no justification for violence. Now, anybody right-thinking will take that as a condemnation of violence. I would say gunfire is violence.
Including the gunman who shot at the police officer?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you agree that the UVF, that there is paramilitary involvement in this?
Well, if the UVF are orchestrating these riots, it's a very sad day for the UVF because the full of old people and the full of 14 and 15-year-olds. It is certainly not the UVF. The claim it's a UVF is outrageous.
Old people don't have the petrol bombs in their hands.
Well, did I not just say they're 14 and 15-year-olds? This is not this is not orchestrated by the UVF, Stephen. Anybody on the ground knows that. What the police are trying to do here and the media are trying to do is they're trying to blame the UVF so as to make this out to be the big bad bogeyman of the Ulster Volunteer Force on the street and thus discredit the protest. This is not the UVF orchestrating these protests. Anybody on the street will tell you that.
For people in the rest of the UK to understand, you have made a number of ultimatums to the political parties in Northern Ireland.
I have made ultimatums.
You have.
When have I made these ultimatums?
Well, have you not said that the Joint First Minister, Peter Robinson, all I ask for is the Joint First Minister, Peter Robinson, should resign his seat? Thus collapsing the assembly and forcing an election?
So you're taking that as a demand. If you actually read on a personal post on my social media site was that I feel on a personal level that Peter Robinson is now in an untenable position.
He has not decided
the support of the Protestant people.
See, whether it's on social media or it's on the radio or it's, you know, while you're in the toilet. It's what you say. I have decided on a
personal level. Well, on a personal level, thank you very much.
So you're saying it's not a demand?
Does it say the word demand there? Now, you're putting words in my mouth again.
Okay, let me tell you something. Yes, it does. Here's what you wrote. I have decided on a personal level that I have only one demand. D-E-M-A-N-D.
On a personal level. Well, in my opinion, would bring an end to these protests. Right. You are trying to paint this to the people in the United Kingdom. As if the protesters, Stephen, are going out making these outlandish demands.
Right.
That is not what's happening. Are you going to report what happened today? Let's have a discussion about the police brutality.
So you have issued a demand that the First Minister of Northern Ireland resigns.
Well, let's be clear, Stephen. In my personal opinion, I'm entitled to a personal opinion. And on my personal site, I can say whatever I please. It's my personal opinion. And that does in no way represent the views of the protesters. That's why it says, in my personal opinion, these protests don't belong to Jamie Dyson.
Okay.
They belong to the people on the ground.
Okay, the people on the ground. Do you not think the majority of the people on the ground are absolutely livid to see their country branded like this?
Well, I think a lot of people are absolutely livid to see a child with his head split open today with bottles flying over. And then the police responded to that by wading in and beating the Mullers that were there trying to protect their children as they came under attack. Now, this is not fiction. You can go on the internet and see this. The videos are on Facebook, on YouTube, of the people being attacked, and the police refused to go into Short Strand and instead waded in to the Protestant protesters.
Yes, and I would deny that. You also say, Jamie, because you know, you're quite an influential figure, you're representing this Ulster People's Forum. I believe 100 people turned up to vote you into this position. Here's what you're also saying. I do not desire money, power or gold, just that the, and these are my words, biggest party in Northern Ireland, these are back to your words, Democratic Unionist Party, do the decent thing and allow the Protestant people to the chance to save our wee country politically at the ballot box.
Yep.
So you don't think the DUP has a mandate from the people of Northern Ireland?
Stephen, once again, this is your interpretation. You're very good at this. I'm amazed at how you interpret things.
Based on a democratic vote, does the DUP have the overwhelming support of the Protestant people of Northern Ireland?
Based on the last vote, Stephen, now don't quote me on this, but I think the turnout was about 49% of the Protestant people. So you never cease to amaze me with how you interpret things. But is this a discussion? Is this a discussion about the protests, or is this a discussion about my personal opinion?
Well, because you see, what people are saying. Jamie, and let me assure you they're saying this. Who are these people? What do they stand for? Where have they come from? How much of a mandate do they have? Now, we've got a pretty good barometer, actually, because you stood in the 2011 council elections in North Down. Did you do well?
Yes. Sorry?
Did you do well? Since you represent the people, you say we are the people?
Stephen, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you exactly what you're doing here. You have me on this radio show. This is an attack to personally demonise me, and you're going on there to try and discredit me and thus discredit the protest.
Jimmy Bryson, you say that you represent...
I am not playing your
game. You say that you represent the people of Northern Ireland. You know how many votes you got in 2011. There are nearly more sweets than a Maltesers packet. You got 167 votes. 167 votes. And you're demanding that the First Minister steps down.
Stephen, you know what amazes me? That you have brought me onto this show tonight, requested me to come onto this show, and you've spent the whole time talking about my personal opinions and talking about me.
What do you want, an easy ride?
You'd never think that I control all the protests.
So do you represent the Ulster People's Forum tonight or not?
Do I represent the Ulster People? Hold on. When I received a phone call today from your show, Stephen, I was invited on to talk about what happened in East Belfast today.
Yep.
I was there today in East Belfast.
Jimmy, we're both at this too long. You've been on other programmes with me and you are representing the Ulster People's Forum. You're a regular contributor. And it is completely legitimate for me to test how influential you are and how much support you've got. Because people in Northern Ireland will wonder, and it's a legitimate question, how much support do these people who are blocking roads in Northern Ireland have? Now, how much do you think they have? Because you got 167 votes the last time you stood for election.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, there's been a massive sea change in the feeling on the ground of the Protestant people. But I'm not coming on here to say who has support and who hasn't got support. What we're saying is the people are entitled to hold the democratically elected government to account if they feel they're failing them. And that is what we feel.
But
we feel that we're being failed, Stephen, and we have a right to hold them to account.
But Jimmy, should that not be done through the ballot box?
Well, Stephen, when people don't feel that they have a voice, when people feel that they're coming under attack on a daily basis, on a nightly basis, when women and children are getting beat off the streets and the police force will not protect them, well, you sort of leave the people with no option, Stephen.
But you condemn violence.
Stephen, I condemn violence. That's the first thing I said when I come on this show.
That's true.
However, you have to understand why people's angry. You have to understand people's frustrations. Well, I'm amazed, Stephen, as to what your agenda actually is here in terms of these protests, because you've spent about 3 weeks demonising them.
You've got 30 petrol bombs and missiles.
I've got 30 petrol bombs. I assure you,
no.
I don't have any petrol bombs.
No.
I have no petrol bombs.
Come on, don't be stupid now. There were 30 petrol bombs and other missiles thrown at police in East Belfast. 9 police officers injured, 22 people arrested. Now, look, you're entitled to say that you care about Northern Ireland as much as anybody else. You know, do you not concede that no matter what your political objective is, and those people protesting, that this is doing untold damage to brand Northern Ireland?
Stephen, nobody wants to see violence. I'm on the record as saying constantly over the past couple of weeks, we want a shared future, but it has to be a fair future. That is not what the people, the Protestant people of Northern Ireland are getting. It is not a shared future. It is a one-way future as long as it fits in the United Ireland agenda.
Well,
the people have no voice, Stephen. There's a disconnect there. We've talked about this before in your show, and the Protestant people have now been left with no option.
Well, let's get into the depth of this. What would take the protests off the streets?
Well,
if
Stephen,
you were walking into a negotiation,
what would take
the protests off the streets?
Stephen, I have no right to say what would take the protests off the streets, because it's the people that will decide that. The very aims of the Ulster People's Forum is to go around the country, is to seek the views of different people, and as a result of that, Stephen, then decide what the best way forward is by a majority of consensus.
But
no one person can dictate this, Stephen. It belongs to the people.
Right, but look, I'm not trying to be funny here, but if I take that to its logical end, you're protesting. Roads are being blocked and you don't know what you want.
Well, Stephen, there's plenty of people that have ideas what they want, but it's up to the people will get together into them and the people will decide as to the best way forward.
And that hasn't been decided yet?
That has not been decided, Stephen.
So,
that is why the Ulster People's Forum was set up, to give people a voice to look at the way forward. That's why I told you the other day it was a positive move, because people were looking to find a way forward.
And when will it be decided?
Well, Stephen, there'll be meetings over the next couple of weeks, and when there's a consensus of the majority of the protesters and all the protesters feel that they have had their voices heard, then a decision will be made by the people as to where they want to go.
So there'll be a mass committee meeting or something, will there?
Perhaps, Stephen, yes.
You mean perhaps? Have you worked? You know, you're talking about the major city in Northern Ireland, the roads being blocked. Have you not organised a definitive time at which you will come up with a list of demands or negotiations? Or, you know, you're saying tonight, Jamie, you don't know what you want.
No, Stephen. See, once again, you're twisting what I'm saying.
Well, what do you want?
I'm not saying, what do I want? I'm not saying, it's not what I want, Stephen. The protests do not belong to me. It's what the Protestant people
want. What do the Protestant people want that you represent?
The Protestant people want to feel that they have a voice and they want a shared future, but they want a fair future for all, Stephen.
And what does that practically, literally mean? Because when you go into a negotiation,
Stephen? Well, Stephen, I'll tell you what it means.
Okay, let me cut to the chase. Does the flag have to go back onto the City Hall every day of the week to stop the protests?
Well, some people might feel, Stephen, that that would be essential. Other people may not feel that would be essential.
So
the Ulster People's Forum is about getting the consensus. You know what the Protestant people want? The Protestant people want to live in peace. The people of Cluain Place, the people of Pitt Park don't want to be attacked every night. They don't want to be living in fear. They don't want their own police force coming in beating peaceful protesters and police brutality. That's what the people want.
Do you object? Because, again, what I'm trying to do tonight is give people in the rest of the UK, Jamie, because we're broadcasting throughout the United Kingdom tonight, as you know, I want to give them an insight into the nuances of Northern Ireland. Do you object to police officers in Northern Ireland being Catholic?
No, Stephen, I do not object to that. I can see where we're going with this. Why would I object to police officers in Northern Ireland being Catholic?
Because you said, perhaps the fact...
Sorry.
I'm sorry to talk about you. Perhaps the fact that a large number of these officers are now Roman Catholics provides some explanation as to their bloodlust.
Yes.
So you think Catholics have a bloodlust?
Stephen, we went over and over and around the fence with us on the show the other day. We're not going there again, Stephen. This is not about me. You asked me on the talk.
You don't like being tested, Jamie, do you?
You can test me all night.
Do you think Roman Catholics?
Away.
Do you think Roman Catholics have a bloodlust, sir?
Stephen,
what I was doing was
articulating the feelings of some of the people on the ground who feel. Well, Stephen, let's be clear. For 35 or 40 years, Sinn Féin and the IRA discredited and demonised the RUC, the B Specials, and the UDR, because they were saying they were the Protestant force. Nobody said anything about that. So it's good enough for Sinn Féin. I'll not be taking any lectures of Sinn Féin and anybody else when they've done it for 40 years.
You know, look, if there might be some people listening to this programme tonight and they think that, okay, Northern Ireland as it stands, it's part of the United Kingdom, they might think it's a disgrace that the flag has been taken down off the City Hall. And they might be supporting you, Jamie. And then they hear that you label Catholics as having bloodlust. Like, you Stephen, know, what are you at? Why do that?
Well, Stephen, this is one of your amazing interpretations again.
Let me quote you precisely. Perhaps the fact that a large number of these officers are now Roman Catholics provides some explanation as to their bloodlust.
Yes, and at what point there do I sweep the whole Catholic statement or the whole Catholic community's bloodlust? What do you tell you? At a conversation today with a person, and what I was saying was the people of Northern Ireland, the good Roman Catholic people of Northern Ireland, are who we should be sharing power with. And the good Protestant people, that's who's going to build a genuine peace in this country. The good, law-abiding, decent Roman Catholic people are the people that's going to build a peace in Northern Ireland. We want a shared future with them people.
And so, you know, look, sometimes people make mistakes. It's not for me to say whether you did or not, but linking Catholics in that way to bloodlust, would you retract that?
Stephen, I was linking, I was, perhaps, if the key word there is perhaps, as you said earlier, perhaps.
Perhaps, right.
I would be a hypocrite to come on and retract something which I said at the time.
Where do you think this is going to end, Jimmy?
I think, on a positive note, I think the Ulster People's Forum will give a voice to people, and I think we need to start looking at how we move this forward in a positive manner. I think it's important that the people feel they have a voice. I also think it's important that the violence is brought to an end, because the violence only serves to undermine the cause. And as I say again, there's no justification for violence.
Okay, and have you any, you know, and other people don't, so I'm certainly not having a go. Have you any advice or have you any, you know, strategy as to how the violence could end? I get really sad, Jimmy, and I'm not taking any sides. But when I look at the national news and I see Northern Ireland depicted, I love Northern Ireland, presumably you do. It's a special place. And look at the, you know, if you were a businessman, would you set up shop in Northern Ireland at the minute? Now, how can this stop? Reach out to people. How can we get them to stop the violence?
I believe people need to have an avenue to have their voices heard. And believe it or not, there's people involved in this who are trying to show that leadership and trying to give an avenue to have that voice heard. You know, the people involved in these protests, Stephen, aren't all bad people. They are genuine people who want their voices heard. The violence is drowning out the message. We want to see the violence stopped. But at the same time, it's very easy to come on. And yes, and as I said to you, there's no justification for violence, but it's very easy, Stephen, to come on and condemn people. It's a very easy thing to do. It's much more difficult to ask yourself, why do the people feel like this? What is giving these people motivation to feel that they have to go and do this and deal with the core problems? And I think that's what has to happen to allow us to move on in a positive direction and build a genuine peace here in Northern Ireland, because that's what I want, Stephen. And that's what many other people want. Do you think I want to be standing with petrol bombs and whatever else flying? And just, you know, I don't want to be spending my nights walking about the streets, seeing people's cars burning, seeing people's homes being attacked. Nobody wants that, Stephen. And nobody wants to go back to the way it used to be.